Ready? Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
兄弟姐妹平安 right?
Very good.
So a few days ago, I asked my 5-year-old daughter.
几天前我问我五岁的女儿。
Her name is Lillian.
她的名字是 Lillian.
About what she wanted to do for Mother's Day.
我问她母亲节想为妈妈做什么。
And this is what she said.
她回答。
Breakfast in bed.
把她送早餐到床边。
Chocolate,
巧克力给他
and shopping for a new pair of pajamas.
还要帮他买新睡衣
with pandas on them.
是有着熊猫图案的新睡衣
And two feelings came over me very quickly.
我心中涌现两种情绪
First, pride.
第一个是骄傲
Because I was so proud that she was so clear and decisive.
因为骄傲她如此清晰果断
The second feeling was relief.
第二个是我松了一口气
Because now I don't have to come up with something.
因为我现在不用再多想更多的主意了。
We'll just do what she said.
我们就照她说的做吧。
And after this, I followed up with another question.
之后我又问了她一个问题。
I asked her, what do you think Mother's Day is all about?
问她你觉得母亲节的意义是什么？
And of course, I was expecting her to say, it's about appreciating the mother.
当然我以为她会说啊，为了要感激妈妈。
But instead of giving the answer I was expecting,
但她没有给出我预期的答案。
My daughter with no hesitation answered, God.
我女儿毫不犹豫地回答上帝。
But it caught me off guard.
我真的很措手不及。
I paused a little because I didn't know what to do.
我停顿了因为我不知道该怎么说。
Or where that came from.
也不知道这话从哪里冒出来。
Then I said to her, no, Mother's Day is about, thanking mother.
那我对她说不，母亲节是为了感谢妈妈的。
And then she got distracted and ran away.
然后她已经被分心，然后落跑了。
But for a bit of time after,
但在最后一段的时间里
，I was stuck wondering.
我一直在考虑
，Who gave the right answer?
到底是谁给出了正确的答案
？Is Mother's Day about mothers or about God?
母亲节是关于母亲的吗？还是关于上帝的
？Let's try to answer that this morning.
我们今天早上就是要一起来回答这个问题。
You see, throughout the Bible, we see God reveals who He is.
我们整本圣经中看到神透过共通的人类经验显明他自己。
What His heart is like.
他的心意。
What His plans are.
和他的计划。
Through common human experience.
这是通过我们人类的经验。
Right, because our God is so infinitely vast.
因为我们的上帝是无限的。
He's too unsearchable, too otherworldly for our human mind.
对我们有限的人类心灵说，太过浩瀚，太难以探索。
Yet he made us to know him.
但他造我们时是想要我们认识他的。
So he accommodates himself to the limits of human understanding.
所以他将自己容纳于人类理解的极限。
And reveals heavenly truth through earthly means.
而透过地上的现实启示天上的真理。
Making our ordinary human experiences into this living classroom to teach us about God.
将我们的普通人类经验变成一个活生生的教室，教导我们认识他。
God is like a shepherd.
神如良牧人。
God is like a king.
神如公义的君王。
God is like a humble servant.
神如谦卑的仆人。
God is like a patient farmer.
神如耐心的农夫。
God is like a faithful husband.
神如忠诚的丈夫。
God is like a loving father.
神如慈爱的父亲。
But overwhelmingly,
但压倒性的我们看到。
The Bible uses traditional male roles and male experiences to describe what he is like.
圣经时常用传统男性角色和男性经验来描述上帝的样貌。
Like what I had just mentioned, the list.
就像我刚刚列出的那些。
There are around 50 major reoccurring male roles the Bible uses to tell something about himself.
我们看到圣经大约有50个主要且反复出现的角色来告诉我们关于上帝的事。
And do you know how many female roles God uses in the Bible to tell us about Himself.
那你知道上帝在圣经中又有多少女性角色来向我们描述他自己吗
？One，
只有一个角色。
Only one single role，
只有唯一的一个角色。
Yeah, now you could say that's discrimination or sexist.
那你可能把这看作是上帝有性别歧视。
Or you could see this the right way.
或者你可以用正确的角度来看待这事。
That God is spotlighting this particular female role.
上帝聚焦于这个特定的女性角色。
Setting it apart.
让它与众不同。
To tell us something uniquely glorious about God.
向我们展现关于上帝的独特荣耀。
What is this one and only female role?
那这个唯一的女性角色是什么呢
？Under the spotlight of God，
在这聚光灯下
，It is motherhood。
这就是母亲的身份。
What makes motherhood? Oh, sorry. What makes motherhood so special?
母亲身份为什么那么特别呢
？That God uses motherhood to not only reveal what He is like。
那上帝不仅用母亲的身份来显明他的本性
，but also to reveal what lays at the very heart of God's plan for salvation。
也揭示了上帝救赎计划的核心。
It's because the very essence of motherhood，
因为母亲的本质
，points us to the heart of the gospel，
就是指向福音的核心
，which is sacrifice，
也是牺牲。
Motherhood is sacrifice。
母亲的本质就是牺牲。
We see the word of God affirming this。
我们在神的话语中肯定的看见了这一点。
In 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8, when Paul describes his love for the church of Thessalonica，
在帖撒罗尼迦前书中，保罗以母亲哺育孩子来代表他对帖撒罗尼迦教会的爱。
He does so with an image of a mother nursing her child, sharing her life with the child.
他用一个母亲的待遇与孩子分享生命的形象。
We see the world affirming this.
我们也看到这一点在世上普遍被肯定的。
Is it Elizabeth Stone, a award-winning professor at Fordham University?
福坦莫大学获奖教授 Elizabeth Stone
once wrote a line that captured the world's feeling towards motherhood.
她写过了一句话，捕捉了全世界对母亲的看法。
She wrote,
她写道
"Making the decision to have a child is momentous."
做出要有孩子的决定是重大的。
It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside your body.
那等于是决定让你的心永远在身体之外行走。
And we see even our biology affirming this.
我们甚至在生物学上也看到这一点。
And I'm not just talking about how motherhood means sacrificing your time and energy.
那我不只是说妈妈当妈妈意味着牺牲你的时间和精力。
Your resources, your ambitions.
资源和抱负。
Your physical appearances.
你的外貌。
Your emotional vulnerability.
你情感上的脆弱性。
I'm saying that even the very act of becoming a mother is an act of literal sacrifice.
我指的是即使成为母亲的这件事也是字面上的一个牺牲。
You see, there are many factors that come together to make human childbearing one of the most dangerous to the mother's life in the mammal kingdom.
因为许多因素使人类生育的过程成为哺乳动物界中对母亲生命最危险的行为之一。
One of such factors is that humans have what is called a highly invasive form of placentation.
其中一个因素是人类具有所谓高侵入性的胎盘形成方式。
Meaning that the placenta, this temporary organ that nourishes the baby in the mother's womb,
也就是说胎盘这个在母亲子宫中为胎儿供应营养的暂时性器官
deeply penetrates the mother's uterine lining and taps directly into her blood supply.
会深深地穿透母亲的子宫内膜，并直接接触其血液供应。
This means the very biological lifeline of the mother is shared with the baby.
这代表了母�亲最基本的生物共命生命线与胎儿共享。
And this makes human birth extra dangerous to the mother.
这也使人类的分娩对母亲来说格外的危险。
Because if anything goes wrong,
因为一旦出现任何问题
the mother could suffer great internal bleeding,
母亲可能会遭受严重的内出血
that leads to her death.
甚至导致死亡。
Yes, this is what the mother does.
但母体仍是如此运作。
Because by letting the placenta tap directly into the mother's blood supply,
因为让胎盘直接接入母体的血液供应
it allows the baby to access a large, steady supply of oxygen and glucose.
能让胎儿获得大量且稳定的氧气。
And that is needed for the baby's brain to be developed.
使其大脑可以发育。
Into the most unique and complex brain in the animal kingdom.
成为在动物界中最独特且复杂的大脑。
So you see, even the human biology affirms that motherhood is about sacrifice.
所以你看，即使人类生物学也肯定母职是一个极大的牺牲。
It's about sacrifice of sharing life.
就算冒着生命危险，也要分享生命的牺牲。
Even at the risk of the mother's death.
即使冒着这死亡的风险。
Now we don't have to worry too much about this these days.
不过在我们现代世界中不用太过担心这些。
The percentage of mothers dying from childbearing is extremely low.
母亲目前因生育过程死亡的比例非常的低。
But it was not like this in the past just 100 years ago.
但过去并非如此，就在100年前。
Throughout most human history,
在大多数人类历史中,
every birth put mother's life in much more danger than it does so today.
每一次分娩都让母亲的生命面临极大的危险。
And remember, throughout most human history, women have about 6 to 8 kids on average.
而且我们要记得，在人类历史的大部分时间里，女性平均会生6到8个孩子。
It wasn't unusual to see a family of 10 kids.
要看到超过10个孩子也不罕见。
That means that the lifetime cumulative risk of a mother dying from childbirth was substantial.
这意味着母亲一生累积因生产而死亡的风险相当的高。
Making childbirth one of the leading causes of death among women throughout most history.
使生产成为历史上女性死亡的主要原因之一。
This means before modern medicine,
这代表在现代医学发展之前,
every time a woman decided to have kids,
每当每个女性决定要有孩子时,
she was deciding to sacrifice herself.
她都是决定在牺牲着自己,
to share her life with a baby,
冒着生命危险与孩子,
at the risk of her own life. The essence of motherhood is sacrifice.
母职的本性就是牺牲。
And it is this very essence of motherhood that God takes,
而这是这种为人母的本质神取用。
And not only points us to what he is like, but ultimately to what he must do in order to bring about new birth and new life in dead sinners.
不只是让我们得以认识他的本性, 但是让我们明白他为我们得着生命所必须成就的事。
And this is gloriously spoken by Jesus in John chapter 16:21.
耶稣在约翰福音16章21节中荣耀地讲到这一点。
Jesus says to his disciples,
他对门徒说,
when a woman is giving birth,
妇人生产的时候,
she has sorrow because her hour has come.
会忧愁因为她的时候到了。
But when she has delivered the baby,
但孩子一生出来,
she no longer remembers the anguish,
就不再记得那痛苦了,
or joy that a human being has been born into this world.
又欢喜有一个人生在世上了。
The context here is that Jesus is preparing the disciples for his own for Jesus' crucifixion and death.
这里的背景是耶稣正在准备门徒面对他的钉十字架和死亡。
And Jesus knew that his suffering and his sacrifice upon the cross would bring about tremendous pain and turmoil upon the disciples.
耶稣知道他在十字架上的苦难和牺牲会给门徒带来极大的痛苦。
But just as the mother knows her sacrifice is necessary to bring forth her child,
但就像母亲知道她的牺牲是必须的。
The disciples should know the sacrifice of Jesus is necessary to bring about new life.
门徒也应该知道耶稣的牺牲是为了带来新生命。
The resurrected life.
是复活的生命。
And just as the mother is brought to unspeakable joy when she finally holds that new life in her arms,
就像母亲在终于将那个新生命涌入怀中的时候，带有个无法言喻的喜悦。
Both Jesus and his people will also be brought to unspeakable joy when the resurrected life of Jesus is given to his people.
当耶稣复活的生命被赐给他的子民时, 耶稣与他的子民也会被带入无法言语的喜悦之中。
Scripture tells us in Hebrews 12:2,
圣经在希伯来书12章2节告诉我们,
that it is for the joy set before him, Jesus, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
讲到他因那摆在前面的喜悦，轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，如今已坐在神宝座的右边。
What sustained Jesus upon the cross was joy.
是喜乐。
What joy?
什么喜乐呢？
Joy in knowing if he goes through with this,
知道他如果承受了这一切,
to the end,
直到最后,
taking upon the sins of his people,
承担他子民的罪,
bearing their guilt and shame,
承受着他们的罪恶与羞耻,
enduring their judgment,
承受他们的审判,
suffering the wrath of God that their sins deserve,
承受罪恶应得的上帝义怒,
and dying to pay in full the penalty of their sins,
并且死去偿还他们罪孽的惩罚。
He knew if he stuck through the end,
他知道如果他支撑到最后,
like a mother laboring in pain until the end.
就像母亲一样在痛苦中坚持到最后。
Life will appear.
生命就会出现。
And this life means joy.
这生命意味着喜乐。
Joy for his people to be saved unto eternity.
为他的子民得到永恒 的生命而喜乐。
And joy for himself.
为自己感到喜悦。
To see his beloved redeemed.
看到他心爱的人得以救赎。
Both the saved and the Savior will experience that moment of joy.
得救者与救主都会体验喜悦。
When the mother first holds her child.
就在母亲第一次抱着孩子时。
But that joy.
而这份喜悦。
Will last forever.
则是直到永远。
Sacrifice, new life, joy.
牺牲新生命喜悦。
You see, the melody of the gospel is found within motherhood.
你们看到了这个在福音的乐章中，是我们看到了母性。
Do you see now why God singles out motherhood in the Bible?
所以你现在看到了为什么上帝在圣经中把母亲这个职位挑出来。
To reveal that in His grand plan of salvation, sacrifice is necessary.
揭示了跟我们这个牺牲是必须的。
Motherhood gives us an image of love that sacrifices to give life and joy.
母子给了我们一个爱的形象，那个牺牲以赋予生命的爱。
And the gospel fulfills that image.
福音揭示了这个形象。
A savior who sacrifices not only to give life,
因为救主不仅牺牲赐予生命，
but to become life for his people, so together they may dwell in joy.Everlasting.
更是成为他子民的生命，让我们能够在他之中 同出永生。
And now Jesus calls all his people, mothers, fathers, children, elders, everyone.
现在耶稣呼召他所有的子民，母亲、父亲、孩子、长辈，
to live a life of sacrificial love.
过一种以牺牲之爱，
to point back to him.
指向他自己。
Still.
然而。
The fact that you are a mother today,
你今天成为母亲时
you have already joined creation in singing the melody of the gospel.
已经在你生下孩子时一同吟唱福音的旋律
When you gave birth to your child,
在你生下孩子时
a sacrifice that leads to life and joy,
一种导向生命与喜乐的牺牲
which Jesus fulfills to the greatest degree.
这是耶稣以最圆满的方式
Isn't that encouraging?
这让人感到鼓舞的吗？
But the truth is, mothers,
但事实是母亲们
you need more than encouragement.
你们需要的不只是鼓励
you need hope.
你们需要盼望
And not just mothers need hope.
而且不只是母亲们需要盼望
All those who are afraid of motherhood also need hope.
所有害怕成为母亲的也需要盼望
Just last year, YouGov and Kinsey Institute published some data showing among Gen Zs,
就在去年 YouGov 和 Kinsey 研究所发表了一些数据显示在 Z 世代中
There are already a meaningful number of people who have decided they don't want children at all.
有很多人决定他们更不想要生孩子
Many others say they are unsure or open but not prioritizing it.
还有很多人说他们不确定或者开放但不优先考量
Among Gen Z women in particular, willingness to remain child-free is higher than any previous generations.At their age.
特别是在 Z 世代的女性中保持不想生小孩的比前代的同龄年人都高。
And the two main reasons for this trend,
那这主要的两个原因是
among the Gen Zs,
在 Z 世代中
is that they worry about money,
第一是他们担心财经的问题
and they don't want to lose their independence.
他们也不想失去他们的独立性。
And I know the older generations, we hear this, they get frustrated.
我知道年长一代大概听到这些都会感到恼怒。
Because they know that's the essence of motherhood, sacrifice.
因为他们知道母子的本质就是牺牲。
So the older generation scold the younger generation saying, how could you be so selfish?
所以老一辈的可能会 责骂年轻的一代说你们怎么可以那么自私。
But that's not helpful.
但这并没有帮助。
Because the decline of motherhood should not surprise us.
因为母亲这个母亲的衰退不应该让我们感到惊讶。
Especially we are seeing another decline in the society, which is church attendance.
尤其是当我们看到另外一个数据下降，也就是教会出席的人数。
The two declines are connected.
我们看到这两个衰退是有关联的。
How so?
怎么说呢？
Because when we lose sight of God,
因为当我们不再看向上帝时，
we lose sight of the hope that sustains motherhood.
我们也失去了支撑母职的盼望。
And when motherhood has no hope,
当母亲失去盼望时，
the burden of pain is just too great for any human to bear.
这个痛苦的重担对我们来说是太沉重。
What do I mean?
我什么意思呢？
You see, under these cultural shifts that lies something even deeper.
你看这些文化的转变后有个更深层的问题。
Something far older than Gen Z. Something far older than the modern culture.
比 Z 世代现代文化都古老。
Scripture says motherhood itself now exists beneath the shadow of the fall under the curse of sin.
圣经跟我们讲到母职本身如今存在堕落的阴影下，在罪的诅咒之下。
In Genesis 3, because Adam and Eve, the best of humanity as our representative,
在创世纪第三章，因为亚当和夏娃作为人类中最优秀的代表，
rebelled against God by wanting to be their own God,
背叛了上帝，因为他们想成为自己的神。
That is what sin is, man substituting God for himself.
这就是罪，人以自己取代上帝。
And because of their sin, their rebellion, they are judged by God who is perfectly holy and righteous.
因为他们的罪与叛逆，他们被完全圣洁且公义的上帝审判。
And in this reckoning of God, human beings in sin are found to be deserving of death.
在这清算中，最终的人被认定为应得死刑。
The curse of sin is death.
罪的诅咒就是死亡。
So when the Bible says that motherhood is under a curse,
所以当圣经讲到母亲身份受到诅咒时，
it's more than just the physical pain of childbirth.
这不仅是生产的痛苦，
it's also more than the difficulty and frustrations of raising a child.
也不仅是养育孩子的困难与挫折，
but ultimately motherhood is under the curse of sin.
但最终母亲的身份是在罪的诅咒之下，
that is death.
也就是死亡。
And death defeats motherhood.
而死亡击败了母职。
Motherhood creates life.
母职创造生命。
Death undoes life.
死亡则毁灭生命。
Motherhood causes joy.
母亲带来喜悦。
Death makes sure that joy will cease.
死亡则确保喜悦终结。
Motherhood calls for loving sacrifice.
母亲需要爱的牺牲。
Death threatens to make that sacrifice meaningless.
死亡则威胁着让这个牺牲变得毫无意义。
Death is the greatest enemy of motherhood.
死亡是母职最大的敌人。
And you know what is the single greatest fear of every mother?
你知道每个母亲最害怕的是什么吗？
The death of her child.
就是她孩子的死亡。
And everyone who is not a mother here, listen closely.
在座的每一位不是妈妈的人，请你听好了。
Every decent mother has had and likely still has from time to time.
每个良善的母亲都曾有过，甚至可能还会三不五时有这种想法。
This intrusive thought.
一个侵入性的想法。
What if something happens to my child?
如果我的孩子出事了，怎么办？
And even though this momentary fear that rises in mothers is unwarranted in most cases,
就像母亲们这种短暂产生的恐惧，很多情况下是没有根据的。
But in another sense, these moments remind the mothers about the curse that looms over them.
但从另一个角度来说，这些时刻提醒母亲着他们正被罪的诅咒笼罩着。
The curse that threatens to undo the life and joy they have sacrificed themselves for.
这诅咒威胁着毁灭他们为牺牲的生命的许愿。
The curse of sin that is death.
死亡的诅咒。
Which all motherhood is under.
那所有的母亲都处于在这个诅咒之下。
You see, motherhood was always meant to involve self-giving love.
你看，母亲身份本来就是注定要包含着自我付出的爱。
But after sin entered the world,
但当罪进入世界之后，
that self-giving become overshadowed by pain, futility, and ultimately death.
这种自我奉献被痛苦、徒劳与死亡所掩盖。
So before criticizing the younger generations for fearing parenthood,
所以当我们在批评年轻一代害怕为人成为父母之前，
we should recognize something deeper.
我们应该认识到更深层的事实。
Without hope beyond death,
没有超越死亡的希望，
sacrifice eventually feels unbearable.
牺牲最后会让人变得难以承受。
And if death, And if death really does have the final say,
如果死亡真的有最后的决定权,
then will any sacrifice matter?
那么任何牺牲还有意义吗?
So what do we do?
那我们该怎么办?
How do we convince the next generation to boldly pursue motherhood?
我们该如何说服下一代勇敢追求成为母亲?
Not by repeating to them the high nobility of motherhood.
并不是重复母亲崇高的呼召,
but by proclaiming to them that hope has appeared.
而是宣告希望已在被显现了。
In Christ Jesus,
在耶稣基督里。
That all who trust in him will not end in death but life eternal.
是所有信靠他的人并不会以死亡收场而是得永生。
Meaning we need to make Mother's Day about God and the gospel.
也就是说我们要让母亲节成为关于上帝和他福音的节日。
Because God did the miraculous.
因为上帝行了奇迹。
Throughout the entire human history.
在整个人类历史中。
Every life born eventually ended in death.
每一个出生的生命都是以死亡告终。
Meaning the worst fear of every mother came true every single time.
也就是说，每个母亲最害怕的事每次都成真了。
Except for one.
但只有一次例外。
In all of human history,
在整个人类历史中
there had only been one birth,
只有一个诞生
one son,
一位儿子
whose life did not end in defeat by death.
他的生命并因为死亡而败北。
Not that he didn't struggle with death.
并不是说他没有与死亡抗争。
Far from it, he was fully swallowed up by death willingly.
远非如此，他是自愿被死亡吞食的。
Yet the grave could not hold him.
但坟墓无法困住他。
Three days after his death, he rose from the grave.
他死后三天从坟墓中复活。
And he now lives with a glorious, eternal, resurrected body.
而如今以一具荣耀永恒复活的身体活着。
And this son who had struggled with death and defeated it,It's not other than Jesus Christ.
这位与死亡奋战并战胜死亡的儿子正是耶稣基督。
How did Jesus defeat death?
耶稣是如何战胜死亡的?
Because the moment when Jesus died on the cross after absorbing the righteous wrath of God upon himself,
因为耶稣在十字架承受神供应的愤怒死亡的那一刻,
the work of paying for our sins is finished.
我们罪所付上的代价已经完成。
The penalty of his people's sins is fully dealt with.
他子民罪的刑罚已经完全被处理。
Therefore, death could no longer lay claim upon him.
因此死亡不再对他有任何的权柄。
For he is the sinless, righteous Son of God.
因为他是无罪公义的神之子。
Who has the very divine power and authority to life itself.
他拥有赋予生命本身的能力与权柄。
So Jesus rose.
所以耶稣复活了。
From the depth of death to the fullness of life.
从死亡的深渊进入生命的丰盛。
And created upon himself a new body.
并在创造了一个新的身体。
The resurrected body.
复活的身体。
That even today he dwells in on high.
直到今日他仍在至高之处居住其中。
And you know what's so good about the good news?
你知道这好消息是好在哪里吗?
That Jesus promised to share his resurrected life with all those who have placed their faith in him.
那就是耶稣应许将复活的生命分享给所有信靠他的人。
Yes, they will still face physical death in this life.
即使他们今生仍面临肉体死亡。
But one day they will rise up.
但有一天他们会复活。
And Jesus will put on them the same kind of resurrected body that Jesus has even now.
耶稣会给他们戴上耶稣他自己所拥有的复活身体。
And they will never perish.
他们永不灭亡。
Never die again.
永远不会再死。
Instead, they will go on.To dwell in perfect life and perfect joy with God into all eternity.
反正他们将与神同住，活得完美喜乐直永远。
For whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
因为凡信他的并不灭亡，反得永生。
This means there is hope in motherhood.
这代表成为母亲是有盼望的。
Knowing that your sacrifice.Doesn't have to end in death.
知道你的牺牲不会以死亡告终。
But God has made a way through Jesus to make the very life you helped create.
但神透过耶稣为这个你创造的生命
and the joy that you have gained
和你所获得的喜乐
last forever and ever and ever and ever.
能够永远的持续。
When your child believes in Jesus Christ.
是在你孩子相信耶稣时。
And this changes everything about motherhood.
而且也改变了母亲身份的意义。
The essence of motherhood is no longer just sacrificing the end.
母亲的本质不再只有牺牲。
Instead, the essence of motherhood can become something greater.
反而母亲的本质成为更伟大的。
With the hope of Jesus Christ, the essence of motherhood can become life and joy everlasting.
透过耶稣基督的盼望，母亲的本质成为永恒的生命与喜乐。
And this resurrection hope in Jesus Christ, again, changes everything you live as a mother.
而这在耶稣基督中复活的盼望改变了你作为母亲的一切。
This means, you know, even though you helped create your child,
这代表虽然你帮助创造了你自己的孩子，
you can take relief knowing that you are not their savior.
你可以放心知道你并不是他们的救主。
And this makes the purpose of your motherhood strikingly simple.
这让你成为母亲的目的变得非常的简单。
Proclaim the gospel to your child.
也就是向你的孩子宣传福音。
Because nothing else will matter in the end if they are found outside of Jesus.
因为他们最终如果处在耶稣之外，一切都不这样重要。
And you also realize if your child has the resurrected life of Jesus.
你意识到如果你的孩子拥有耶稣基督复活的生命。
Every single sacrifice you did and you will do for them,
你为他们所做的每一份牺牲
will be remembered and carried into eternity.
都会被铭记并带入永恒。
That no sacrifice of yours will be lost by death.
你的牺牲不会因为死亡而失去。
And if you also realize you have let God use you to create something that is eternally precious to you and to Him,
你也意识到你让上帝使用你创造了一个对他和你永远珍贵的人。
You will have this joy.
你有这份喜乐。
For your child's life.
那在你的孩子的生命中。
That you especially share with God.
是在你和上帝之间分享的、共享的。
And lastly.
最后。
You realize.
你明白了。
You don't have to beat up yourself for those moments of failure as a mom.
作为母亲，你并不需要那些失败的时刻而自责。
Those moments of anger, rashness, impatience, forgetfulness, or selfishness.
那些愤怒、冲动、不耐烦、健忘、自私的时刻。
Because you know you are a sinner as well.
因为你知道你自己也是个罪人。
And you need the same Savior that your child does.
你也需要和你孩子一样的救主。
So instead of despairing as a mom,
所以与其绝望
you just kneel down,
不如跪下来
tell God in prayer your frustrations, failures, and sins.
在祷告中向上帝诉说你的挫折、失败和错失
Then proclaim to yourself that you have a Savior whose compassion for you is much greater still.
然后向自己宣告，你有一位救主，他对你的怜悯是多么的深。
That he saw your sins and your failures and still decided to pay for each and every one of them upon the cross because he loves you.
他看见你所有的罪与错失，并决定在十字架上为每一个付出代价，因为他爱你。
With a love greater that is greater than yours.
以一个比我们自己的爱更深的爱。
And it is his love poured out upon the cross.That saves your soul.
这是他在十字架上倾灌出来的爱，拯救了你的灵魂。
And you remember for your child's soul to be saved.
你要记得，为了让你孩子的灵魂得救
，they must also come underneath the same cross and be gripped by the same grace.
他们必须来到同一个十字架下，并被同样的爱紧紧抓住。
So when you're ready.
所以当你准备好时
，you invite your child to your side.
邀请你的孩子来到你身边。
You open.The Bible to Isaiah,
打开圣经到以赛亚书
49:15 and read,
然后读到
Can a woman forget her nursing child?
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩
That she should have no compassion on his son,
不怜悯她所生的儿子
of her womb. Even these may forget,
即或有忘记的
Yet I will not forget you.
我却不忘记你
And then you tell your child,
告诉你的孩子
Sorry, I failed you as a mother.
抱歉，我没能当好你的母亲。
I need saving just as much as you do.
我和你一样需要被拯救。
And I thank God that His love and His faithfulness is greater than even the most loving father, a mother here on this earth.
我感谢上帝，他的爱与信实甚至超越了这世上最慈爱的母亲。
He will never fail nor forget me.
他永远不会让我们失望，也不会忘记我们。
And I thank him that my sin today will not rob me from eternal life.
我感谢他，因为我今天的罪不会剥夺我的永生。
Because he had paid for my sins and my failures upon the cross.
因为他为我在十字架上的罪以失败付出了代价。
And it is my deepest hope as a mother.
那作为母亲，我最深的希望就是
that you will come to trust in Jesus.As well.
你也能信靠耶稣基督。
Let him pay for your sins and gives you his life.
让他为你的罪付出代价，赐给你生命。
So one day we may dwell together.
所以有一天我们能够同居。
In the perfect light, life, and love.
在上帝完美的光、生命与爱中。
Of God forever.
在神里永远同居。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we praise you for all mothers.
在的天父，我们为所有的母亲献上感谢。
All the sacrifices they have made to bring their child into this earth.
他们为了生下孩子所做出的牺牲。
Yet we praise you even more.
当我们为你献上更多的感谢。
Because through what you have done.
因为透过你所做的工。
Laying your lives down.
将你的生命放下
，sacrificing yourself upon the cross，
在十字架上牺牲了你自己。
You have made possible，
让我们能够
a life and joy everlasting，
在你之中有生命和喜悦永恒的。
That today Mother's Day，
那今天母亲节的节日上
，be about that hope，
让我们看到想到这个盼望。
That in Jesus，
在耶稣中
，death will not have the last word，
死亡不会有最后的权柄。
Mother's failures will not define them.
母亲的失败也不会成为他们的特征。
And the greatest joy that a mother can have,
在母亲中最大的喜乐就是
is that their child is found in Jesus Christ.
就是他们的孩子能够在耶稣基督中。
We thank you.
我们为你献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.